We all have turning points. A turning point is a day in which you think a different thought, you take action on your brand new thought, and as a result of your brand new thought, you change your life forever. There were two turning points that created that opportunity for me to come into Mary Kay. The first one happened on a Friday. You see, when you have a turning point, you're going to remember everything about that day. You'll remember what you're wearing, who you're with, and where you're sitting. It was Friday. I had been in the classroom for about 4 years. I had a master's degree in secondary education, and I was at the top of my pay scale. And so at 3:15 that day, I received a paycheck. I came home, and I sat down at my kitchen table to pay my bills. Have you ever sat with your bills? It's kind of like a ritual, you know, you want to light candles and have a little seance over them and try to figure out how to get that much money to pay that many bills. So there I was, sitting with my bills. By 4 p.m., I was completely out of money, and I was waiting on another check that would not come for 2 more weeks. Do you know what this feels like? Many of you may, and a cold chill went down my back that day, and I realized that what I had not wanted to happen when I was 16 had happened. No, I didn't have a yard full of kids, nor was I on welfare, but I was waiting on a check, and the check was actually coming from the U.S. government. And when I looked around, I was living in a single-wide trailer with a wood-burning stove. But on that Friday, I realized that if I did not do something different, nothing was going to change. You know that saying that nothing changes till something changes? Or perhaps the saying, I will remain the same until the pain of remaining the same is greater than the pain of change. I didn't know what I was going to do about all this, but I knew what I wasn't going to do. I refused to stay at status quo. That moment was a turning point in my life. I didn't really know about the Mary Kay opportunity at that moment, so I moved to a larger town and began waiting tables at night, continuing to teach school during the day and sponsoring every club I could at school because I just refused to live paycheck to paycheck. You see, people get old when they stop dreaming because dreams cost money, and I did not want to get old. The second turning point happened when I was actually teaching a good grooming unit with my 9th grade students. Now, I didn't really feel like I had enough expertise in the field of skincare to do an adequate job, so I opened the phone book. I found the word cosmetics in the yellow pages. Then I found the word Mary Kay. Now, I had a lot of preconceived opinions about Mary Kay. I knew that its trademark color was pink, but I thought it was for uneducated women who just sold lipsticks door to door. You see, that's a prejudice. Preconceived opinion when you really don't know what you're talking about, yet you've made up your mind about it. And again, I remember everything about that day. It was the early 80s, and I had big hair. Now, if you weren't born in the early 80s, I probably don't need to know your name right now. Just kidding. You just need to trust me. We all had big hair in the early 80s. And I remember the color of my blouse and my white bell bottoms and everything that I was wearing the day that Lucinda Utley walked into my classroom. Now, I don't remember too much about what she spoke to my students about, but I remember exactly what she said to me. She said, "Have you ever thought about doing something like Mary Kay?" And I remember thinking, lady, I think you missed something here. I asked you to come into my classroom because I don't know enough about the subject to do an adequate job of teaching it to 9th graders, so I'm quite confident I could not teach adults. She simply smiled because she knew I didn't have enough information to make a more intelligent decision. So she handed me Mary Kay's autobiography. And if you haven't had a chance to read it, I encourage you to ask your independent beauty consultant to share her copy with you. You see, I didn't become an independent beauty consultant to make a bunch of money, earn the use of a bunch of cars, or change anybody's life. I did it because I loved the woman Mary Kay that I read about in the book. I wanted to think the way she thought. After reading the book, I agreed to attend my very first success meeting. Now, Lucinda prepared me for the meeting. She said that others would be dressed professionally. Well, I didn't really know what she meant. I just knew what it meant in my world. So I wore my best blue jeans and my brand new tennis shoes. And then I wet my hair the night right before I left because I wanted to make sure it was really big. I walked into a meeting of women who were far too happy. They smiled way too much. They went woo-woo and clapped a lot. And they all had on the same uniform and seemed to be excited about wearing the same clothes. Well, it didn't really take me the full 2 hours to figure out that they had something I didn't have. It was something, though, I wanted, and it was something that I missed. I had experienced it as a 4-H'er. It was my need to compete. It was my need to be recognized. It was my need for applause. It was my need to perform. And it was my need to be recognized for that performance. Now, if you're not familiar with 4-H, it's a lot like Girl Scouts. You do a lot of service-based projects, you set goals, you work through those goals, and you receive recognition for them, and in the process, you learn valuable life skills. During that meeting, I saw two things that I recognized. They were winning pins, and it reminded me of my 4-H pins that were upstairs in my closet. Those pins, I'm sure, didn't cost someone even a dollar a piece, but they had taught me valuable, valuable life skills like public speaking and leadership and goal setting. Those were the skills that I brought to the table and owned at the time. Then they started passing out ribbons and awards. Now, I didn't know much about makeup or skincare, but I knew how to win a ribbon. I knew how to show my cows at the county fair, and I knew how to take grand champion. At the end of the meeting, I'm sure Lucinda had read my body language. And all she did was say, "Did you have a good time?" And I said, "Oh my gosh, yes, this was great." And this is how I made the decision that night to become a Mary Kay Beauty Consultant. She handed me an independent beauty consultant agreement and slid it toward me and said, "Great, fill this out. It'll be $85. And then she turned her back and walked away. And you know what? I read it, filled it out, and gave her a check for $85. Now, did I have $85? No, but I wrote her a check for $85 because I'm a problem-solving kind of girl. This is the very first trait that I look for in a person. Are they a problem solver? My good friend, National Sales Director Glenda McGuire, taught me when people tell you who they be, believe them. So if somebody tells me they ain't got no money and they don't know where they're going to find any money and they don't have any friends who have any money, well, then guess what? They're telling me who they are. I need to believe them. However, I believe you're a problem solver. And if you want something badly enough, you'll find the money to get whatever you want. And if you can't, and you're not, then we probably don't need to own our own business because this is just going to be the first of a series of problems that you're going to need to solve in order to be successful. Today, that Mary Kay Starter Kit is $100 instead of $85, which I think is pretty amazing, considering the amount of time that's passed. The truth of the matter be, if you're out shopping today, you're going to probably stop at a local superstore or grocery, and you're going to get a cart. You know, just getting the cart guarantees you'll spend $100. And by tomorrow, you'll have put those items in a drawer and forgot all about them. So the question of the hour is not, do you have $100? It's, can you find $100? And do you want to find $100 badly enough?